From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
On up the road, oh, the last thing I said is burning in my brain. Oh, everything's fine, baby, we might get rain. Oh, now it's winter, the slush and snow, but my wheels keep a scraping of a 6 to 5 door.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
That I made one more mess for those people to clean. And my wife gets called. Her answer, I know she'll get one more, but I told her so. But I tried to tell you, baby, it would never last. I get on this highway, I'd never come back. Oh, there's too much risk, there's no safe bet. I'm another year older.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 490th performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters. Nick Dittmeyer is a singer-songwriter from the Louisville area, the Indiana side, and he's a fixture in the Midwest Americana scene. With Nick tonight, our Sawdusters band, Zane Hilton on guitar and vocals, Aaron Waters over there on bass, big guys here, and John Clay Burchett, another big guy back here on drums. You guys sound great. We'll hear more about our guests shortly, but for now, please welcome Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters to the Red Barn stage.
All the engine don't start. Centralia, you smeared my day.
30,000 miles, oh, you got sick of this lifestyle. Centralia, you broke my heart. I put the keys in the ignition, but the engine don't start. That I left my sunglasses on the desk. Centralia, you broke my heart. I put the keys in the ignition, but the engine don't start. Centralia, you smeared my name. Take a good look in the mirror, and I see the only one to blame. On the road in your rearview mirror, it's cracked. Whoa, whoa, that's when you know there ain't no looking back, is there now? Centralia, you broke my but the engine don't start. Centralia, you smeared my name. I take a good look in the mirror, I see the only one to blame. I take a good look in the mirror, I see the only one to blame.
You can clap now. Thank you very much.
I'm Brad Becker, host of Red Barn Radio, and if you've just tuned in, you're with us here with Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters. These guys have hit Kansas City, Chicago, Huntington, West Virginia, and Huntsville, Alabama, and some stuff in between. They've been selling CDs out of a car trunk in between performances at bars and basement clubs and restaurants and radio stations in said cities. We're really glad to have you guys stopping here on Red Barn Radio.
Thanks.
Great music. So a couple of you guys have known each other for a while. Do I get that right? Aaron and Zane, are you guys buddies from kidhood?
Yeah,
Aaron,
pretty much.
He taught me how to skateboard.
Ah, come on, really?
Yeah, he taught me how to wrestle. So.
That was last week.
I wouldn't want to teach you how to wrestle.
That was recently, though.
Yeah. Who won? Aaron's a huge guy over here. He looks like
he's tough. He's like super tough.
Is
Thanks,
he?
Buddy.
I wouldn't have gathered that. No, from the way he plays his guitar, it's very, very tough stuff. Loving the way you're chicken picking the Telecaster.
Thank you.
That's the way that instrument's supposed to sound.
Exactly.
Why don't we begin with a little introduction? Would you mind, Nick, just sort of
introducing the band? Back here on drums from Pikeville, Kentucky, is John Clay Burchett. I've known Clay for a long time. And when we were younger, and I guess a lot of people around here, like Vlaxnoville, Cincinnati-ish, I don't know if they still do this or not, in the basement here, they used to do punk shows. And when we were younger, you know, like our punk bands like played in the basement here. But I've known Clay for a long time. And then Aaron is the one I've known the least amount of time. He joined the band about a year ago, and he's living in Bowling Green. We kind of stole him away from another band.
Does Aaron have any quirks you'd like to tell us about?
Not at all.
You guys have been on the road now together for a while. You got to have some funny stories to tell about each other.
Well, we tried to buy groceries, like to have snacks in the van, but we don't do that anymore because Aaron ate them all before the show, like from Louisville to Knoxville. He ate like a bag of beef jerky. So every other band I've ever been in, we'd have groceries, but we don't do that anymore.
What you do is you buy the Mingy beef jerky.
Yeah.
and stow that away.
I'd like to do that.
And throw the cheap stuff at him.
Yeah. And if Mingy's listening, I'm interested in a sponsorship too, if I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
Do you love Mingy beef jerky?
I do, yeah.
Just got paid. It's Friday night. I'll follow you like a puppet, girl. That's all right. working on the night moves. There's a big train yard, Ellenin Railroad. If them jobs moved away, or the town would implode. Oh, we ain't afraid to strike. They never know. And we can lay in bed and listen to the rhythm of the train. Hauling wheat, carrying coal, loaded up on fuel to the Gulf of Mexico. Next stop, Cape Girardeau. Well, summer's coming faster than you know. I can smell the honeysuckle, I can feel it in my bones. Kill the AC and open the windows. The weekend lay in bed, listen to the rhythm of the train. Train rolling on down the track, one train leave and another come back, like we've been doing for 100 years. If the train kept rolling, we just disappear. Got that Midwest heart, them Southern blues, living in the crossroads, paying our dues. Hard times, nothing we can't get through. Yeah, laying in bed, listen to the train. Gonna get up in the morning, gonna draw my pay. Yeah, survive, whoa, another day. The weekend lay in bed, listen to the rhythm of the train.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters on Red Barn Radio.
I was in a band with Zane before, and I kicked him out of that band, but I needed him again, so I called him. There's more to Zane than that. I can't think of anything. So,
Zane, your side of that story?
He's right. Probably shouldn't say anything.
You've gone to lots of different cities, a lot of new places.
Oh, yeah.
Are these places getting booked for you, or you have a hand in lining up the gigs?
We've handled it over the last year and a half, and then we have somebody taking care of everything from this will be the last tour I'll book, hopefully, ever. Yeah.
Because it's just plain too exhausting to do the booking and try to keep up with the music?
Yeah, in a way, and there's people that know more than me, so, you know, the stuff that the other people know that I'll never try to learn, you know, kind of thing, so... As much as we want to play, we're going to have to. We've known that for a long time, but we're going to have somebody else, you know, do it for us. So,
do you do a lot of things on social media to keep people in touch with what's happening with the band?
Yeah, we just have to make time for it. You know, just make time for it every day. So,
yeah, Zane said earlier, "Hey, we're going to be touring, so I don't have to work for 15 days." Then he sort of stopped in his tracks. I mean, well, I mean that my other work. I don't have to do that,
yeah.
But this is work.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping in a hotel room with these guys is work.
I can imagine that. Are you guys traveling in one vehicle all together? Is it a van?
Oh, yeah, van, yeah.
Does it belong to you, or you rent it?
I own it, my van.
Nice. Does it run well? Is it in good
shape?
It
does. It's great. Yeah, we upgraded like back in the early summer. I had the same van for... like 5 years, and it was getting time. It was blowing spark plugs all the time. So we have pretty nice fan setup these days.
Yeah, we finally got our seats bolted down.
Yeah.
So every time someone would slam on
our seats weren't bolted down in the van for like a while. But so we got a guy in Danville actually to bolt our seats down.
For a while they weren't bolted down at all.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's...
It was a cargo van, and we...
Okay, so it was I mean, because it was too much of a hassle to get the seats out when you had to load it up.
We couldn't drill them in there without... We thought we were going to hit, like, a fuel line or something. So we put one in, but we did a bad job, and it popped out. And then the other one, the what we called the crevice, was the bench seat in the back. That was never bolted down until recently. You know, we've lived on the edge.
Well, I imagine. Have you ever had to come to some quick stops before and had the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was really dangerous up until, like, last week. Yeah,
well, so. I would think you would want to keep Aaron up in the front end of the vehicle. I mean, you don't want him flying, you know, from the back.
Yeah, it's kind of, it was a kind of a Lord of the Flies type thing. It was going on in there. So it's solved now. It's all good.
That's good. We're safe. That's good. All right. That's good.
Song so beautiful just for me. What is the message, the meaning of your song? Are you gonna stay up there in the air all night long? And he said, I'm waiting for my true love. I'm waiting for my true love. And I'll stay and wait forever. Trash, shadow fall in the morning. I hear them as they crash. Oh, what is the reason? Keep me up at night. My hands are in my coat. Will I feel my heart is racing? There's a lump down in my throat. I see you walking towards me like the day we met. And I'll get down on my knees with a ring and no regret. And say I'm waiting for my true love. I'm waiting for my true love. And I'll stay and wait for. Waiting for my true love. And I'll stay and wait forever if forever's not enough. Oh, I'm waiting for my true love.
I said this in an interview I did the other day for our show in Birmingham coming up. We played in Asheville in, like, in the summer. There's so much, like, stuff around, like, in East Tennessee and, like, West North Carolina. And so we just kind of drove there and did, like, 6 shows or 7 shows, something like that. And we were staying in this hotel called the Mountaineer Inn. It was kind of sketchy. So we got up the next day, and the cops were there at the hotel. On, like, we were on the backside, and we woke up, and the cops were, like, on the front side. And there was this guy that was we found that was living in the woods behind the hotel. And I guess he was talking to Zane, saw Zane and started talking to him. He told us that somebody in the night threw a TV off the balcony through a car window, and that's why the cops were there. But I'm not sure if that was true or not, because the guy said that he used to make wine back there when he was a kid and play a game called Bible Heroes. So I don't – and he was living in the woods behind a – you know, I don't know. I don't know if that was true. I like to believe that somebody threw a TV off of the balcony.
A good story was when we played River Roots.
Oh, yeah,
we played this festival up in Madison, Indiana called River Roots, and I think Willie Watson, Michael Cleveland,
John Fulbright played.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool people. And so we were playing, luckily, in the only tent in the festival. There was a main stage that was like a festival kind of stage, and we were playing in this big tent.
And we thought we were going to get, like, burned big time being in the side stage. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, like, nobody's going to watch us. And then it started pouring down rain. So, like, everyone that was at the festival pretty much was forced to, like, be in our tent.
Nice.
For shelter and, like, watch our set.
So yeah, and then they had Willie Watson was playing. He was supposed to play in the main stage right after us, but it was raining, so they brought him into our stage. So it was just, it was a packed, great show. Silver linings kind of thing.
Well, the message is clear now. Well, I loaded up the van and I moved out the house. Girl, I know things won't be that bad. Oh, these white lines on the road, they were the best friend I've ever had. So, well, I'll be spending time with them. But you don't have to leave the light on for me. Lock it up and throw away the key. Go ahead, put the kids to bed. It would be cruel to suggest that I'd be coming back. Oh, but you don't have to leave the light on for me. Oh, playing bars, it isn't what we dreamed when we were 21 in the world. The world fell at our feet. Playing song, it's a full-time job. And I just can't have the young'uns out there tagging along. So I slept out while you were at the store. I left some money on the dresser, my ring by the door. I won't be needing them much more. But you don't have to leave the light on for me. Lock it up and throw away the key. Go ahead.
Comes from Indiana, really Louisville, other side of the river. And then these guys here in the band have some history in Lexington here. They mentioned playing there some of their first shows as young people downstairs and the sweaty downstairs. And I'm remembering back about 13 years ago when we were oriented that way, and a band came in one night to play, and The lead guy played a Telecaster. You know, we were expecting kind of an acoustic show. These guys called us so many times to come and play. They said, please, you know, this is a good time for us. We're going to be in town. Okay, well, you know, let's make it work out. Can you do an acoustic thing? Anyway, they came in with a set not unlike what you have here. Really rocked the house. And it was John Simpson, Sturgill Simpson, and his band Sunday Valley. They played the set here. And, yeah, we didn't know really who they were. The music you're playing tonight reminds me a lot of the kind of things that they were playing. They also had a guy singing vocals from back of the drum set. Did not sing like John Clay back there. You're awesome back there. Got some pipes.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, give it up for the drummer doing all that high vocal.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, that's some great stuff back there. It sounds so good.
My dad died the summer 2009. Left in his sleep on the hottest day in July. Well, mama gave me $100 and said, son, go get yourself cleaned up. I bought a discount suit, a couple of fancy ties. I read the eulogy. I was a pallbearer. My brother and cousin from Jefferson said it's too high. Dump him into the grave. When I get dressed up, I might not look like much if these friends can talk. They're talking years off, but time's good when time's bad. You gotta look your best to face the facts and doing things that I gotta do. Whoa, in my grace. Jail. It was his third offense, so he was gonna ride in there. There was no one to walk his daughter down the aisle. I was the next of kin. I hadn't seen her in a while. She had a U.S. Marine 6-month baby bump.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.